ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 25. Does your Japanese sound half-hearted?
Half-hearted.
Half-hearted? I'm not putting enough passion into it. Okay, this is the final 四字熟語 lesson.
そう、最後ですね。
The last one. And again, in this series, we covered 4-character idiomatic phrases. We looked not only at their meaning, but the characters that made up the phrase so that we can understand the origin and the way, the thought process of how they developed. Now, Naomi-sensei, the final phrase is probably, I would say, the most used 四字熟語. Ah, you don't know yet. And we almost missed it. It was a last-minute replacement, but luckily for you, we got it in. So for those of you stuck around to the end, this will make it all worth it because this will be your new favorite phrase, your new best friend. Add it to your lexicon and use it all the time. Now, let's look at the first one too, and then we can get on to the second one.
Hi.
That's such a bad introduction. But anyway, it's the last one. It's okay. So, Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
臨機応変.
To act according to circumstances. Break it down.
臨機応変. 臨機応変.
First character is?
臨.
Confront.
機.
Occasion.
応.
Answer.
変.
Change. Confront, occasion, answer, change. Let's take a look at the two-character kanji compounds that make up the 4-character kanji compound. Naomi-sensei, first one.
臨機.
To adapt to circumstances. Second one.
応変.
To deal with change. So we put it all together.
臨機応変.
It means to deal with things flexibly and appropriately depending on the time and situation. Now onto the usage. This phrase is often used as an adverbial phrase. So, if you remember from many of the other 四字熟語, to use a 四字熟語 as an adverbial phrase, it's usually followed by the particle
に.
So the expression goes
臨機応変に.
And it's commonly used together with
する.
So, to act according to circumstances.
臨機応変にする.
To act according to circumstances.
Or 臨機応変に対応する.
So, to adapt to circumstances. The first one kind of has this meaning too. So, I think it's a pretty good translation, to adapt to circumstances. Now, this one too, you can use as a pre-nominal. Basically, it precedes a noun. And in between the noun and this phrase is?
な.
So, just a quick example we would have.
臨機応変な行動.
Kind of flexible action depending on the situation.
臨機応変な行動 is necessary, ね?
Definitely. Let's take a look at the sample sentences. First we have
お客様のリクエストに合わせて臨機応変に対応してください。
Please deal with our customers' requests in a flexible and appropriate manner. Next
ロボットは臨機応変な行動が取れない。
Robots cannot adapt to circumstances.
そうですね。
Yikes, I can picture an engineer somewhere. Not accepting this. We'll expect your email. And finally we have?
いつもルール通りに進めることは難しい。もっと臨機応変にした方がいい。
It's difficult to always stick to the rules. You'd better act more flexibly depending on the situation. I wonder if I can think this. Naomi-sensei, 申し訳ございませんが、
はい、
たまに日本人に臨機応変になってほしいですね。
You're telling me?
I'm just saying sometimes it'd be really nice if, like, the Japanese also followed, like, to act a little more flexible.
Like the people who works at a city office?
Yes.
They should be もっと臨機応変にお願いします。
No, you're going to have to get this stamped at that desk over there. Then you're going to have to take another number and come back. But I guess it's kind of commonplace in countries all over the world, but...
そうね。ね。もうちょっと臨機応変になってもらいたいですね。
そうですね。 Okay, Naomi sensei, we are on to the bar none, probably most popular 四字熟語 you will come across.
何でしょう
Naomi sensei, お願いします。
中途半端
Unvague, between, kind of unclear. We're not going to have to explain this with just these words. We're going to have to get a bit into it, but let's first break it down.
中途半端中途半端
First character?
中
Middle?
と
Way?
半
Half?
端
End?
中途半端
Middle way, half end. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds. First we have?
中途
Halfway, along the way. This is actually used as it's on its own quite often. Then we have?
半端
To be on neither side.Or to be vague. So we put it together.
中途半端
It indicates the state of things are left unfinished. Or the state of someone or something is vague or unclear.
中途半端な笑いとかね
Yeah, it kind of means like, how can I explain this a bit better? The word that comes to my mind is kind of half-hearted. That's a good way to put it. Half-hearted.
Or not perfect.
Yeah.So, it can be used as a pre-nominal modifier, again, before the noun, and in that case is followed by?
Na.
Or it can be used as an adverbial phrase, in that case is followed by?
Ni.
Now, it usually has a negative connotation.
そうですね、right.
For example, you'd say?
中途半端な仕事
And it doesn't just mean unfinished work, but it also implies like a half-hearted effort or a poor job.
Not a perfect job.
Yeah.So, let's take a look at some sample sentences, and then we're going to try to explain it further. Naomi-sensei, first we have...
中途半端な努力では成功しない。
You can't succeed or you can't make it with a half-hearted effort. Next.
中途半端な態度を取ると誤解される。
If you have a vague attitude, you'll be misunderstood.
仕事を中途半端に終わらせてはいけない。
You can't leave your work half done.
中途半端にやるな。真面目にやれ。
Don't do it half right. Do it right.
Pretty strong sentences.
I like them. But it's such a common phrase.
そうですね。Right.
You know, you're kind of doing something, but your heart's not in it. 中途半端。Or you kind of want to say something, but you're not explaining it right. Because maybe you're holding back.
そうね。中途半端な説明。
It's kind of like a half-hearted explanation.
Or 中途半端な態度。
Kind of vague or unclear.
Attitude.
And on TV, especially in conversations, this is quite common. As maybe people, they leave a topic unexplored, kind of touch on it. And, you know, that explanation was just, you know, half-hearted. You didn't finish. Or with work, or with sports, clubs, all different things. You know, people tend to do things half-hearted. Naomi-sensei, what would you say the frequency of this 四字熟語 is?
これは quite high. 中途半端は中途半端でなく使いますね。
Naomi-sensei, would you agree that this expression is probably one of the most used?
そうですね。One of the most used 四字熟語 expressions.
I think this makes for a pretty good joke. Next time someone asks you, how's your Japanese studying going?
中途半端? ああ、なるほどね。
Kind of like you're stuck.
そうね。
Maybe you're not trying as hard as before, or things aren't coming together. But by saying that, you're actually using such a really sophisticated phrase. So it's kind of like you'll surprise the person.
まあ、そうかもしれないですね。でもまあ、私の英語も中途半端ですね。I think my English is 中途半端。
So stop by, use this one, and this one you can use with your friends. So I recommend trying this phrase out as soon as you can. And if you master this one, it looks really, really impressive if you can use this one. Okay, Naomi-sensei, that does it. The course, 四字熟語 course is finished.
終わりましたね。
But if you like this course's style, we're going to continue on with...
擬態語、擬音語。
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
So basically...We're going to keep the similar structure. We're going to focus on a few onomatopoeia and help you master those so you can build your vocabulary and build your sentences up. Put a little muscle on them.
ね、ワクワクしますね。
We're looking forward to it. So it's pretty exciting. We will see you next year with the Onomatopoeia course.
はい。じゃあ皆さん、良いお年を。
Happy New Year and thank you again for listening to this series.
じゃあまた。